leave your robots there.
All visitors to Noelia Ramos's home must take off their shoes when they come in. She doesn't want water damage to the floors. This is, after all, where she lives.
It's not to be a big house, but it is comfortable, and this place is very safety and compared to other places in Springfield.
Ramos lives here in the Indian Orchard neighborhood of Springfield with her husband, daughter, and 2-year-old granddaughter. But she's not sure how long they can stay. When she bought the house 7 years ago, she was a full-time public school teacher. Since she lost that job, she and her husband have been living on 3 part-time incomes, and the $1,000 monthly house payment is too much.
Once the unemployment ended, I couldn't continue paying the house.
Ramos says she tried for almost a year to get her mortgage servicer, PHH Mortgage of New Jersey, to modify her loan, which means give her a lower monthly payment, closer to $700. But last fall, she received a letter announcing there would be a foreclosure auction for her house 2 days before Christmas. Soon after the letter came, there was a knock at her door.
One day, came to my house 2 visitors, and they said, we know that you are in foreclosure. We know about the law. We know about the people that can stop the bank to make foreclosure.
Ramos's visitors were from a Springfield group called No One Leaves, a new coalition of lawyers, students, housing, and anti-poverty activists. Their purpose is to defend and organize homeowners and tenants who are losing their homes to foreclosure. Group co-founder Joel Feldman, a public interest attorney, says he'd grown frustrated over the steady rate of foreclosures in Springfield, especially by out-of-state lenders, despite government programs meant to slow it down.
When you look at what happened to our neighborhoods in the city of Springfield, part of it's about homelessness and neighborhood stabilization, that the banks didn't care whether they had boarded up buildings and whether tenants had a place to live.
So the group No One Leaves, which was modeled on a similar one in Boston, aims to put community pressure on banks to work with homeowners.
Take as much time as you need to go through the script, go through the information form. You can read over the
Malcolm Chu is the chief organizer for No One Leaves. Every Saturday, he rallies about a dozen foot soldiers to canvass the city looking for at-risk homeowners.
But the ultimate goal of the canvas is to have an opportunity to talk to people at the door and give folks as much useful information as possible.
Using a public list of properties, they break up into small groups and drive around Springfield neighborhoods. Activist Richard Carpenter, who lost his own house to foreclosure, is navigating from the back seat of one car.
471 would be on our right.
The message they want to give to residents is that people should pursue all legal avenues before they abandon their home, that they cannot be evicted without a court order, and that they should attend the group's weekly organizing meetings, where housing attorneys offer free services.
There's a doorbell over here. I was here last week. It looks like this hasn't been shoveled since the past week.
Yeah.
It's like nobody's coming in and out of here.
For an hour, all the houses this crew targets are vacant. It's likely the owners or tenants have already moved out. Noelia Ramos had been ready to move out herself before she was visited by No One Leaves. But the group offered to stage a public protest in front of her house on the day of her foreclosure in December. At first, Ramos says, she was nervous about going so public with her troubles.
I was feeling like a very small person, very inferior person, and the bank with a big, like David and Goliath. I was Davy, the bank was Goliath. But I understood that was an opportunity and a new door opening. I realized that I was not alone.
Now she proudly plays a video from that protest where a couple dozen activists were chanting, "No modification, we will be back." In the end, Ramos's foreclosure auction was postponed, as was a second one. Ramos says her mortgage servicer, PHH, has since told her that she does qualify for a loan modification after all. The activists insist it was their public actions that forced the lender to work with Ramos. A spokesman for PHH Mortgage did not return calls before deadline. But John Scarron with the Massachusetts Bankers Association, which has no connection to the Ramos case, cautions against putting too much faith in activism as a tool against foreclosure.
Unfortunately, the protests don't change the economic situation. Sometimes maybe it brings people back to the table. Maybe it gets people, you know, in a room to discuss things again. I'm just not sure in how many cases they really result in, you know, the borrower being able to continue paying the loan and continue the path of home ownership.
Next up, No One Leaves and other housing advocates are fighting on a more official level, lobbying the Massachusetts legislature for new laws they say would slow down foreclosures and protect tenants. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.